Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the middle class in homeless shelters with Sandy Isham. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Josh Hicks and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program Sandy Isham with Volunteers of America. And Volunteers of America runs the homeless shelters in downtown Reno. So that would be the men's shelter, the women's shelter, and the family shelter. And just for a little background, we got together because I'd watched that 60 Minutes program that followed a few weeks ago where they were following the homeless kids in Florida. And Verita Black Prothrow also saw that program, posted on Facebook about it. I responded. Mm-hmm. And then you said, well, if you'd like a tour of what we have in Reno, you know, I'd be happy to do it. And I came down and took the tour. And I was very impressed with what we have going down in Reno. Let's talk about, first of all, numbers. How many people are in each of those shelters?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me today, Sam. At the men's shelter, we have 158 beds for men. The women's shelter has 50 beds for women. And the family shelter can accommodate 27 individual families with a maximum capacity of 102 people. And then, of course, we have to mention that we merged with Restart this year. So even though Restart is not a shelter per se, they have a very important mental health support center right there on the campus.
There's something different in the last few years with people in the shelters. You're seeing a lot more people that you would never have imagined mm-hmm. being in those shelters, correct?
Right. And the thing to remember with the homeless population is it's a very diverse population. So as you know, and as many of your viewers know, there are many different pieces that go into it. We have part of the population that suffers from mental illness, no matter what the economy is. We have people who suffer from temporary setbacks, such as a job loss, and that is a pervasive problem right now, where we do have people who are having tough times, people who were previously middle class and just need a hand up so they can get back on track. Right in our family shelter, we have had people who work for the school district who have needed help. One lady had a master's degree, and those are the people who just need a temporary assistance so they can get back on their own feet. But then there are other people who have been born into poverty. That's the difference between situational poverty and generational poverty.
Let's talk about the supportive services, because this is really a big part of what you do, because it's not just sheltering people, but it's trying to get them to the next level.
Thank you for bringing that up. As you saw, not only are the shelters a place to sleep, but we partner with a huge team of agencies providing different services at the campus. For example, we partner with Washoe County Social Services. Their caseworkers are there every day at the family shelter, working very closely with our families, each of whom is working on a case plan. And that case plan has a list of all of their goals that they're working on. Every family at the shelter does 20 hours of job search every week. They're also attending parenting classes provided by Washoe County School District, another very important partner at the campus. If you'll recall, we have a playgroup, preschool type activity in the morning for the very young children. And of course, all of the children who are residing at the shelter are attending school during the day. And there's a homeless liaison who's employed by the school district who's making sure that there are no barriers preventing those children from being in school. If they're missing a birth certificate or immunizations, they'll make sure that gets taken care of.
And the kids, you know, I mean, they don't have a regular routine to where the school bus comes, you know, when they're homeless. But you are able to get them back into that routine.
That's so important. And as most of us understand, education is the most critical piece, where if we're going to help these children have any possibility of a good future, education is going to be the most important piece. So in addition to the playgroup providing those early childhood quality education experiences, and then making sure all of the children at the shelter are enrolled and attending school, there's also a re-engagement center inside the family shelter building, where the school district is trying to draw in youth from the entire 4th Street corridor, which, as you probably know, many homeless people live in the weekly motels along the 4th Street corridor.
And we should point out that's the old Lincoln Highway and has a lot of dilapidated motels in that area. Mm-hmm. And kids that live there and people that live there are considered homeless if they're living in these weekly rentals.
That is correct. And we define homeless now as not literally living on the street, but you're living in a temporary situation. So it could be a shelter, it could be a motel, somebody's couch. There's a difference between spending the night on someone's couch temporarily or if you just have nowhere else to go. So by that definition, our school district has 1,800 homeless children in our school district. And in our state, the state of Nevada has 15,000 homeless children. So
it's a stunning number.
It's a stunning number. And if we do not help these children, not only are we shortchanging their futures, but we're hurting our own. When we help youth achieve an education, our entire community, our entire country benefits from that. If youth go on to graduate from high school, get their GED or diploma, we reap the rewards. And if we don't do that, we miss out on billions of dollars worth of tax revenue and increased purchase of goods and services.
All right, it's a whole different way of looking at the homeless. I want to take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about that. More with Sandy Isham when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow Prepaid Visa Card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sandy Isham, now I'm pronouncing it correctly, who is Development and Community Relations Officer for Volunteers of America. They run the shelters in downtown Reno. You know, one of the ways that you look at this is you don't look at it as being sad. You look at it as being a powerful tool here.
Well, it is a powerful tool. For example, we had a group of Girl Scouts come and visit us because they made some Christmas stockings for the children. And so I showed them around. And one of the little girls said, "This is going to be sad." And I said, "No, it isn't. This is exciting because here, this is where we have real life solutions and we're helping people. And you, all of you Girl Scouts are part of the solution today. So you are making a difference. And we literally have children, adults, businesses, churches making a difference. We have UNR professors who are teaching, donating their time to teach poetry. We have Theater Works coming, and they're going to do theater activities with the children. All of these things are providing enriching experiences for the people we serve. And as more and more people get involved, they discover that when they uplift other people, they are in turn uplifted. And so I get to ride this wave after wave of goodwill. That's why I love my job, because I am like the conductor, and the symphony is our entire community, and they all bring something different to the table.
Well, and it's interesting, on my tour of the facility, it wasn't a place where people were cast off. It was a place where people seemed, especially the people working there, seemed to be excited to be there.
They are, and I compare it to a village. You come to the Community Assistance Center campus, and there are many different people doing different things. It's kind of like a one-stop shop. It's a very comprehensive collection of different services where it's very empowering to be a part of that, and it's empowering to come onto our campus. The people we serve, we want them to be taking an active role in their own recovery, not a passive role where we're just telling them what to do. But this is up to them. It is up to every person that we serve to change their life, to turn it around.
Now, you were saying to me earlier on that the shelters are set for the kids as far as Christmas goes, but there are needs all year long.
There are, and we really do depend on the community to help make that happen. Whether we've had groups do blanket drives, toiletry drives. We also have groups come in and do activities. We have groups that will come in and do craft night. We're partnering with Mountain View Montessori School. They came in and made hula hoops with the kids. So each one of those activities is not just fun for the sake of fun, but we people who live in the middle class forget that this population does not always have the same resources and also access to the same experiences. When my children were growing up, they played soccer, football, baseball. They took part in all of these activities that helped build their confidence. I can tell you all day long that you're fabulous, but until you prove to yourself that you're able to accomplish things, Now you're going to be able to really believe that you're a capable person. So we want to make sure we offer all of those opportunities for people to broaden their horizons, but also prove to themselves that they can accomplish something.
Now, this is an amazing resource in downtown Reno. What opportunities are there for people in Southern Nevada?
In Southern Nevada, they have something called the Corridor of Hope, and there is a collection of agencies such as Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada, the Union Gospel Mission. I'm not sure that they have very specific contact information per se, but I do have some phone numbers for some of the different agencies, including the police department down there.
All right, and so we'll put this on our website under links with contact information to reach to you. I did want to touch on somebody who I think has been very special in furthering the goals of these shelters, and that's Reno Mayor Bob Cashell. Would you address him a little bit?
Well, I think of Mayor Cashell as kind of our angel mayor. Poverty and homelessness are not always the most popular topics. There was, as you, I'm sure, realize, about 20 years worth of fighting, or arguing, shall we say, over the what would be the appropriate location for the Community Assistance Center. And, of course, the work of creating that took a cast of thousands, but it was really Mayor Cashell who cashed in his political goodwill to make sure that the $30 million was raised. It wasn't using taxpayer money, but these were some government grants, but a good deal of private and foundation grants that helped fund it. And then also to shepherd the services coming together. We have many different separate agencies, like the Hawk Clinic, Reno Sparks Gospel Mission, Good Shepherd Clothes Closet, to bring everyone together to work as a team took a lot of effort, not just from the mayor, but also his staff. So I think that people who live in Reno can be very proud of our city for what they have really built.
Well, I think of you as a soldier, and I thank you for your service to our community. And we'll put, as I say, your contact information on at NevadaNewsmakers.com under the links section. And then if people think that there's a way that they can help, they can contact you directly. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Attention homeowners, this is a special announcement. President Barack Obama's new foreclosure relief program calls for companies to help as many as 4 million struggling borrowers by modifying loans so housing payments are not more than 31% of their monthly gross income. This program will also help homeowners who haven't missed a payment by allowing them to refinance into lower cost loans, even if they have little or no equity. This is expected to help up to 5 million homeowners. This $75 billion loan modification plan will provide incentives to borrowers, servicers, and mortgage investors. The government will also subsidize interest rate reductions to get borrowers into affordable monthly payments. So call the number on your screen now for more information on the many benefits available through loan modification.
In 1977, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours, 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the US Open twice, 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Josh Hicks is here with the law firm of Brownstein Hyatt, and Howard Rosenberg, former university regent and current university professor. Did you want to address some of the things that Sandy was talking about earlier?
One of the things that I can remember, and this was years and years ago, one of the local middle schools, I was over, one of my student teachers was there, and I was observing, and the teacher in this particular school was trying to get the kids to come in on time. So everybody that was late got yodeled at, except this one tall, lanky young man who came in, eighth grade, and he just leaned down and whispered in her ear. She didn't say a word, and off he went. And I grabbed her and I said, "What is this? A teacher's pet?" She said, "Howard, he's homeless. He doesn't know what shelter he's going to be in. Sometimes he walks to school from Sparks. It's a long distance. All he has to do, we have an arrangement. Whenever he gets here, he checks in with me or I'm going to come looking for him." And then she showed me in the bottom drawer of her desk, she had six cans of Ensure. He had to drink three of them every day because he wanted to play football and he looked like a piece of spaghetti. This happens all over our community. Our kids couch surf. I never heard the term before. Now I know what it means. It isn't good. It isn't good at all. I have university students that aren't eating. Their books cost a good deal of money, and financial aid goes just so far. So there's all kinds of needs in the community.
Isn't it stunning to hear somebody talking from the homeless shelter about the middle class being present?
It is. It's, you know, I think a lot of us who've lived in Reno our whole lives remember when before we had a shelter, I remember people just kind of downtown, your idea of what a homeless person is, and that has completely changed. You now have a lot more kids. You have more families. Sandy made the great point. Homeless doesn't necessarily mean you're on the streets. It just means you're out of a home. You're in a tough spot, and it's a new world out there for homeless folks, and we're lucky to have people like Sandy out there doing something about it.
Sam, there's also the Northern Nevada Food Bank. They do a tremendous amount to make sure that the little ones are eating. They send them home with backpacks over a weekend and over the summer. That kind of thing. I discovered that while food drives are wonderful and they help tremendously, there's a desperate need for cash just to be able to get them the kind of nutrition that they need.
And to be fair, this is going on across the state.
Sure.
We're seeing a lot of elementary schools.
Sure.
Whitney, one of our favorites, has done an astonishing job with helping kids. Want to change the topic. A headline from Ed Vogel, state senator quitting PUC job. And that state senator, Mo Dennis, who is likely to be the majority leader, is quitting his job as a computer technician for the Public Utilities Commission that will end the lawsuit that NPR has filed against him for taking a job because he's working for one branch of the government and serving the legislature. Your thoughts on this, Josh?
Well, it certainly shows that I think Senator Dennis and the party itself, I'm sure, is concerned about that lawsuit. That lawsuit was modeled after really a roadmap that was laid out in the earlier litigation where then Secretary of State Heller, filed a lawsuit against the legislature on a separation of powers clause. NPRI took really that roadmap and filed it against Senator Dennis. If he steps down from his PUC job, that eliminates that. It leaves open the interesting question of what about the other local government employees who are serving in the legislature? And I'm sure that NPRI is probably digging into that right now and will probably be thinking about doing something, I would assume, on that issue.
About 13 or 14 years ago, you were in the same boat,
mm-hmm.
Professor Rosenberg, when you joined the Board of
Regents. We have a citizen legislature. They also need to make a living. All right? We trust our people to disclose when they think there is a conflict and recuse themselves. On the Board of Regents for years, there were many, many things from which I abstained because I was afraid that someone might think that I was going to personally enrich myself. Sam, have you paid any attention to education? There's no money. You can't personally enrich yourself. You use your common sense and you have wonderful lawyers who help you. You know, there's too many lawyers until you need one. I've got a wonderful one who keeps me right on track, and if there is a problem, tells me. Then you do the right thing.
Do you consider that good enough, Josh?
Our Constitution is set up in a way that really has a separation between the powers, and that's the issue that NPRI brought up. And it certainly, as the professor said, we have a citizen legislature. It creates issues. It's not designed to be a perfect system.
Right.
But you do have this separation of powers clause, and it's something that has really been never directly addressed on point by the courts. And the Senator Dennis case was going there. It's not going to go there. It's now going to be out there again. But there's always going to be that balance between how strictly you interpret that constitutional phrase.
But maybe it should have gone there. Maybe that's where it belongs. I have many problems with some of the decisions that have been made, because I know damned well that they weren't made for the right reasons. That's another problem. That comes on later on. But if indeed we need to address something, then let's address it. Not on point for someone to do someone harm. This is a problem. Then deal with the problem.
But otherwise, it can't happen unless it actually goes to the court.
That's what lawsuits are.
Fine.
You have to have somebody who's the test case in order to get the rule announced by the court, and that's what this was set up that way, and now it'll
go another way. You mean we can't talk about situations like this? We have to have a victim first? Something's wrong. Something's really wrong.
Last word?
I think you could have the debate, and we've had the debate. It's been in Attorney General's opinions. But ultimately, if you want to get a determinative answer on it, you've got to have a lawsuit, and you've got to have parties.
The operative phrase here is opinion.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Bishop Walter Hawkins made love come alive with timeless gospel classics. Now Love Alive is back and sounding better than ever. Presenting the Love Alive Collection. Love Alive 1, Love Alive 2, and Love Alive 3, all for just $24.99. Order in the next 10 minutes with your credit card, and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So don't wait. Get the Love Alive Collection. Three classic CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-720-8833 to order the Love Alive Collection on three CDs for just $14.99 plus shipping when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card. Call now.
Now, with all the turmoil in the world today, you will find comfort and strength in these all-time favorites. Christie's new number one Christmas special. Every song you've always wanted.
That Christmas is the man from Galilee.
They have never sounded so beautiful.
Night.
Her voice has captured the world.
Holy night. I believe in angels. I have a dream.
Call now for this new Christmas special. You get three beautiful gifts. Christmas classics, new songs of faith, I Believe in Angels. A total of 53 great songs on three CDs for only $14.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-505-4816.
Three beautiful gifts for someone you love.
Coming up on the next broadcast, we have a great lineup for you. It's our 8th annual Teen Edition with great high school kids from across the state pontificating on all the topics of the day. We'll also have Range Magazine's C.J. Hadley, Anthony Marnell III from M Resort, and Senator James Settlemyer. See you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.